gentlemen, I want to set up about 12 questions in the sugya, and then we'll have a mahalach that will resolve some or most of the 12 questions. Okay, that's what I was doing this morning, working on putting together 12 or so questions. Okay, so question number one is a very simple lashon question. When it comes to the simple lashon question, it goes like this. The language of the Gemara is that Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, or Lav Bari Adif. So on the according to Amrav Yidam Arav, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. So question number one is just a lashon question. Why does it say Bari Adif? Bari is better than Shema. Why not tell me Bari Neman? That's question number one. Question number two is, does Shema have any value? Is there a value to the Shema? And once again, the answer is, I think so. How do I know? Because the language is adif, that Bari is better than Shema, which implies, does a Taina Shema have some kind of value? It has some kind of value. That's question number two. Question number three is the language of the Gemara in Rav Nachman is Bari v'Shema, Lav Bari Adif, and Uki Mamona v'Cheskas Mare. Literally translated, we should establish the money in the hands of the original owner. Normally, when the Gemara uses this principle, it uses the language of Hamotze Mechavero, Olav Haraya. Why this more unusual language of Uki Mamona v'Cheskas Mare? That's question number three. Question number four. What is Rav Nachman's position? What is Rav Nachman's position? Rav Nachman's position, as I look in the Gemara, is, just looking at the Gemara, Yud Beis Amud Beis, so Rav Nachman says, one second, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochai Amri Potter, you don't have to pay. Rav Huna says, Chayv. Rav Nachman says, Potter, why? Uki Mamona Bechezkas Mare. Is that the reason he's Potter? Or is he Potter because Bari Veshema? Lav Bari Adif. Is it because of Lav Bari Adif, or is it because of Uki Mamona Bechezkas? You see, when it presents Rav Yehuda is Bari Veshema Bari Adif. And Rav Nachman, Uki Mamona Bechez, like, what exactly is the position of Rav Nachman? That's question number four. Question number five is the question that I posed, that Rav Moshe Feinstein posed. It's a simple question. All the Achronim raise this issue. Is, does a Cheskas HaGuf Motzi Mamon? No. Does Miko Motzi Mamon? No. Does Bari, according to Rav Nachman, Motzi Mamon? No. But somehow, if you have a Bari plus a Miko, or a Bari plus a Cheskas HaGuf, that all of a sudden is Motzi Mamon. The question is, is that just like, okay, Bari's a force, Miko's a force, together they... Like, what exactly is the tziruf, the linkage that enables these things to work? That's question number five. Is that question number five?
Yeah.
Okay, question number six. What? I don't know. Five. Question number six. Question number six is... according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. And therefore what? And therefore what? Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, and therefore what? What does Chayiv mean? I don't know what Chayiv is. The Loive. Bari Veshema. The Loive has to pay. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of Motzi Mechaver Lavaraya? Does Rabbi Yehuda not subscribe to the Shas concept of Motzi Mechaver Lavaraya? Of course he does. So how does it work? What does it mean, Bari Veshema, that the Bari can be Motzi Momo? That seems to be flouting everything that I am aware of. That's question number six. Question number seven is an interesting and very famous shaila of the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua on our daf asks a very, very famous question, and he says, why is it, what's the halacha if I am motzi an aveda? A person's motzi an aveda, what's the halacha? So if someone approaches and says, hey, that's mine, will I go ahead and give him the object? No. What do I need to demand? I need simonim. You have to prove that it's yours. You can't just claim that it's yours. You have to prove that it's yours. So comes along the Pnei Yoshua and says, how do you know that? We know that based on Gzeiras HaKosef. The Torah tells us, Ad Rosh Achicha, you have to be Doresh that it actually belongs to him. So asks the Pnei Yoshua the following kasha. He says, why? Why do you need that? After all, according to Amar Rav Yudah Marav, who says, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. So what is the claim of the person who thinks the object is his? It's my object. I lost that object. It's my object. What's the claim of the Motzei Aveda? It's a Shema. Maybe it's yours. Maybe it's not. But if you hold Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, then what would be the din? Why do I need a simon? Just give it to him based on the concept of Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. And that is... And the Pinshua has to kind of go through some hoops to answer this question. He does point out that the question is not a problem according to Tosis. Because what is the nature of the Shema of the Motzei Aveda? Is it a Shema Garua or is it a Shema Tov? It's a Shema Tov. Why? Because Lo Havale Lameda. He doesn't have to know. So according to him, it's a Shema Tov, that would be good. But according to the Rambam, for example, who doesn't make this distinction between a Bari Garu and a Shema Tov, so what? On what basis do you need Simon? And why don't you just say Bari Veshema, Bari Adif? That is question number seven. Okay, we'll go with question number seven. Question number eight, I'm just doing some Chazara for myself because I want to make sure I have this clear in my own mind. So we saw Tosis on Daf Yudbeis and Yudbeis Maseches Ksuvis. This is found in other places in Shas as well. Notes that there is a stira between the position of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and the Gemara in Bava Kama Andaf Memva. What does Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say? In a case of Manali Biyadcha Vahala Omer Eini Odeya. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Bari Veshema, Bari Adiv, even Lahotzi Mama Miyana Mugzak. What are you talking about? But in the case in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, so the Gemara says you have a machlokus in Sumchus and Chacham. What is the machlokus Sumchus and Chachamim? So when you have a Shor Shenoga Kesapara Venimsa Ubra, but see then you don't know if the Negicha is what caused the death of the Ubar or the Ubar was miscarried beforehand. So Sumchus says this is called Mamanamuto Besafik. Mamanamuto Besafik is what? Is Cholkin, according to Chachamim, what? Motzei Mechavero, Olav Haraya, and who wins? The Mazik has to pay for the Ubar, but he doesn't have to pay the Mazik has to pay for the Parah, but he doesn't have to pay for the Uber because of Motzei Mechavero, Olav Haraya. Gemara says, according to Chachamim, Ze Klal Gadol Batari, there's a big Klal. So why the drama? Why do you need the drama? Zeklal, Gadol Batorah, Motzei Mechavero Olav Haraya. So the Gemara answers, two answers. Answer number one is, Afilu Nizak Omer Bari, Vimazik Omer Shema. Nevertheless, the halacha is still HaMotzei Mechavero Olav Haraya. So Tosis asks, what do you see from that Gemara? That Bari Veshema is Lav Bari Adiv, you're not Motzi Momen. That's a Raya support from Nachman against the Shita of Rav Yehuda, we pass on Chachamim. So how do you resolve that with our Gemara? So Tosis gives an answer. And Tosis says, what's the answer? Not every Bari Veshema is created equal. You have sometimes a Bari Veshema is what we call a Bari Tov and a Shema Garua. And sometimes you have a Bari Garua and a Shema Tov. What is the criteria? So, Havale Lameda. Should you have known? So he says, in our case, in our case, manali biyadcha, yomi 100 hours, and the lova says, not sure, I don't know. So should the lova know?
Yeah.
The lova should know. So his shema is what we call a shema garua, a weak shema. The malvez bari is a bari tov. He has a good bari. He has a shema garua, and therefore that will be motzi mama. That works. However, if you're talking about a what? The case in Bava Kama, so the Nizak says, your animal caused the death of the Uber. And what does the Mazik say? I wasn't there, I don't know. So in that case, that's called a Shema Tov. In a case of a Shema Tov, so will a Shema Tov be enough? Will a Bari Garua be enough to be Motzi Mamon against a Shema Tov? The answer is no. And that is the split that is made by the Bali HaTaisis. Question number
eight, nine,
whatever, is what is the lumdus? What is the lumdus of this distinction by Taisis? Because bottom line is, what's Rabbi Yehuda now saying? In our sugya, it's a Shema Garua, meaning manali biyadcha, Shema Garua, you can be motzi mamon from a Shema Garua. Once again, a motzi mechavel avaraya. What happened to motzi mechavel avaraya? What exactly is the basis for that distinction? Okay. How many questions do we have so far? Okay, let me throw another one or two. Let's try one more or two or three. Who's Simchus? What is Simchus' shita? Mamon hamuta besafek chok. What's the case? What's the case? You have a dead ubar, dead cow. You don't know what happened. So says Sumchus, you don't know what happened? I wasn't there, you weren't there, no one knows. So what do? Split. Does Sumchus not hold of Motze Mechaver Olav Haraya? Did Sumchus like ignore that clown? Whatever happened to... Does he like not have that? Anytime you have a suffix mamon, you do what? You split it? Is that really true? What happened to Motze Mechavero Olav Ha Raya? That's question number 10. Question number 11 is the following. I don't know if I'm going to answer this question. But the Gemara Bava Kama has another reason why it says Zeh Klal. Is a big cloud gadol bator. What's the inami, the Gemara? The inami case is a case where a guy negotiates to buy a shor from his colleague. They negotiate the price, he buys the shor, gives the money. And now he notices this shor, he tries to hook it up to his plowshare, and what is this shor doing? It's bucking like a madman. He says, I can't go ahead and work with this shor. I'm going to return it because it's a mekach tos. So the seller says, what are you mekach tos? I sold it to you l'shchita. Just kill it and eat the meat. Because I didn't buy it for shchita, I bought it for radya. So the Gemara is a long shock of Italia, but the Gemara bottom line says, why don't we base it on rov? On rov. And since rov people buy the shvarim for plowing, so this should be a case of a mekach tos. And indeed, Rav says, it's a mekach tos because Rov people buy l'radya. What does Shmuel come back and say? No. Ain't maitzi mamon. Ain't hochma menacha rov. Hamotze mechavera olav ha-raya. And here, there's a rov. That's no good. You need a rov. It's not going to be motzi mamon. Rav also, does rov motzi mamon? Do you pass like Shmuel? Yes. You pass like Shmuel. Does Migo motzi mamon? No. Does Chazaka motzi mamon? No. What's stronger, Rov or Chazaka? Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So in our sugi, though, what are we saying? If it's a Bari plus a Chazaka, can you be motzi mamon? Yes. But over there in Bava Kama, it's telling you that with the Rov, it's not motzi mamon. How in the world does that work? How in the world does that work? That's another kasha. Do I have any other kashas? I'm going to talk out loud. I don't know if there's a kasha, but help me out. Help me out over here. Just talking out loud. In our Mishnah, what does the husband say? Husband says, I thought I was marrying a basula. Turns out you're a ba'ula. I'm out of here. What does she come back and say? She comes back and says what? Misha erastani ne'enasti. Misha erastani ne'enasti. And therefore, no mekatos, nistapcha, sadeu, and I get a full ksuv of 200. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rabban Gamliel that she is believed. Now, hold on, I'm talking out loud. I don't know what I'm about to say. What's the taina of the husband? What's his taina? A taina's bari or taina's shem? He's got a shem. What does the Isha have?
A bari.
She has a bari, he has a shema, but what type of shema does he have? Is it a shema garua or is it a shema tov? It's a shema tov. Why is it a shema tov? Because lo havalei lameda. He has no way of knowing. And, therefore, her bari is a bari garua. In a case, according to Tysus, of a bari garua versus Shema Tov. What? Who wins? He should win. Yet, what does Rabban Gamliel say? She wins. So, that's question number whatever. Okay. We have a lot of questions. A lot of questions in Sugya. Now, I'm going to start learning something. So far, we haven't done anything. I'd like to learn together with you the Tosas Rit. Because the Tosas Rit is going to add for us another question or two or three. The Tosas Rit. So we're working within Rav Yehuda's Shita. What does Rav Yehuda's Shita hold? What is it? Bari v'shema, lav. No, bari v'shem bariyad. So Rav Yehuda Omer, perish. And you see it where I'm reading? You see it? It's in the margin. We're going inside. The beginning is going to be relatively quick. I'm going to fly through. I'm going to start with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kirabba Gamliel. Is that the one I want you to look at?
Yeah.
Okay. Vikasha. Heichi pasach Shmuel Halacha Gamliel, the Osar Basa Chazaka de Gufa, Umapik Mamona, Mecheskas Mare, Vatznan de Bavakama, Shoshnagas Apar, Vinimsa Uber Bitsida, Ven Yadua im Achel Yolda Nakhov, im Shyolda Nakhov, Misham Chatzi Nezla Parah, Uravia Nezek Livlav, Amina Labi Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zudivre Sumchus, Amar Mutal Basavi Chokin, Aval Chacham Omzek, Cloud Godlaba Torah, Hamaitzek of Araya, Lama Lila Memor Zek Cloud Godlaba Din, I feel Nizakam Rabari, Mazakam Shema, Vab Masnisin, ah, wow, Vahab Masnisin, Ika Chazaka Tegufa, V'ika chazaka dimamona, de'uki para aches kasa, v'omer mi'uberes hoisa b'shas negicha, u'machmas negicha sashor hipila, v'chav liten lo chatzi nezek, u'lamazik ika chazaka dimamona, v'chev de'isla niza chazaka de'gufa, polig Rabban Gamliel de'ozil basar chazaka de'gufa, u'mafik Mamona Mecheskas Mare. What an excellent kasha. It's an excellent kasha. Isn't it? You want to say it over, should I? Okay. So, the Tysus Rit asked the following. We pass like who? In our Gemara. Like Rabban Gamliel. How do we pass on Rav Gamliel according to Rav Yehuda? After all, Bari Veshema Lav. I'm sorry, according to Rav Nachman, Bari Veshema Lav Bari Adiv. So how here we pass on the Isha? If Lav Bari Adiv, the answer is over here. There's a Cheskas Ha Haguf. What does the Cheskas Haguf tell us? I mean, Ksuvis. What does the Cheskas Haguf tell us? That what? That she's the Basula until the latest possible time, which means Misha Erastani, she became a Nenasti, and therefore Nistafcha Sadeh. So in other words, now that I have what? A Cheskas Haguf plus a Bari Veshema, that will be Motzi Mam. Good? So let's apply that to the case of Shor Shenogach Es Hapara. You have a Shor Shenogach Es Hapara. Okay, was the para pregnant?
Yes.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yes.
What is the rule of Cheskas Haguf?
Up to the last moment.
Is that we assume that the para is pregnant for how long? Until we know otherwise. So she's pregnant until we know otherwise. What does that mean as far as the negicha of the shor? It means the shor's negicha is what caused the death of the fetus. So if you apply the rule of Rabbi Gamliel over here, over there, then what should be the psak halacha? Even if the nizak is a bari and the mazik is a shema, but bottom line is there's a cheskas haguf and the nizak is a it helps the who? It helps the nizak, and therefore the nizak has the bari plus a cheskas haguf should be able to be motzi mamon. Should be able to be motzi the mamon. So ask, it should be motzi chatinezek, the full chatinezek on the vlad. So asks the Tosis Rid that these two sugyas, once you apply the cheskas haguf, they do not go together. Now, what's, can you, your flight to catch? Can you give me an answer to this question, like a simple answer, like a good, solid, balabatish answer to this question? Good, solid. That's not true. I'll give you a hint. Can you give me a simple, good, balabatish chiluk between the cheskas haguf of our Gemara and the cheskas haguf that is being suggested by the Tosis Rit? Noam?
It's not. The our Gemara has a bigu.
Stop.
Why not?
Stop.
I like it.
We're talking about the cheskas haguf.
Why?
Yeah.
Let's
say go
in Bava Kaaba, we know it's
going to
change.
Yeah.
Stop
with the Migo. We just said Migo. What?
Bava Kaaba, we know it's going to change. She's going to give birth.
Correct. The Basula status, is that an expiring Cheskas Haguf? Does that Cheskas Haguf have an end date, an expiration date?
No.
She has a cheskas pesula until there's a maisa bia. Not until she's a cheskas. No, she's a cheskas pesula as far as these dinim are concerned until she's not a pesula anymore. Does a pregnant behema have an expiration date to that chazaka? Yes, it's analogous, a little similar to another sugi that we have, a little similar. What am I referring to? Go ahead. In other words, the mikvah, we spoke about a mikvah that is today chaser, it's chaser ve'a soy. It doesn't happen in one moment, it happens, it's not the same. The mikvah is chaser ve'a soy, it's a gradual process that impinges on the cheskas haguf. Here we're saying a similar idea, not exactly the same, but that this is an expiring cheskas haguf. We know it has an end date. It doesn't go in perpetuity until a maisa happens. It's going to end. And therefore, maybe you could argue that kind of chiluk. That is not the chiluk that is made by the Tosis Rid. What is the chiluk that is made by the Tosis Rid? So Tosas Rid answers. I'm skipping to V'yesh Lomar. In my Gemara, the V'yesh Lomar is the second of the wide lines towards the end of the line. V'yesh Lomar. I'm in the Tosas Rid. V'yesh Lomar de lo kasha. Because when Deheicha Azil Rabban Gamliel Basar Chazaka de Gufa, when does Rabban Gamliel go with a what? A Cheskas HaGuf, for what purpose? The Apik Memona Me Cheskas Mare Hani Mili Gabe Isha. That's only in this case of the Isha. It's not a universal halacha of Cheskas HaGuf plus Bari is Motzi Mama. There's another factor in this case. What is the other factor in this case? That over here, Hani Mili Gabi Isha Ubaal Shekvar Habaal Mechuyav Veomed Biksuvas HaIsha Vishtar Ksuva Alav. Rabbo says, is this Chiv Mamon happening in a total, total vacuum? What did the Baal commit to this Isha?
His owner?
He said, here's a ksuva. And I'm committing to you that as a result of this marriage, if this marriage gets dissolved, what happens? I pay. And now what's he trying to do? He's trying to take away the chiyuv that he already committed to. For who bar mi safek, lift her atzmo, es atzmo, mimashu mechuya v'ome bo. Hotha, vade amrav gamliel, uki, itza, aches kasa. Now she's got a ches kzaguf. V'apik mamona mine debal, ki hecha dahave meshubet lame kara. And Rav Yehuda says, afilo hachim paligal, Rav Yehuda says, afilo hachim paligale, v'lo mapik mamona meches kasmari. Ava hocha. But when it comes to the case in Bava Kama, Shemazik, lo nischai mamon lenizak. Is there any cheskas chiyuv in the case of the mazik to the nizak? No, there's a brand new chiyuv. Mikod nachein, v'lo ba lifter atzmo, shenamar, shenamar amenizak, v'cheska guf, v'noti mami menu, elozeh hachiyuv achshav yavolav, misafek. V'kevin sha'achshav rotzal achul alav, modir rabbi gamliya, dimisvek lo mechavin lay. V'af agav, diyesh tovea cheska de gufa, el aminan, Hamoitzi, Mechavero, Olav, Haraya, etc. So, Rabosai, what's the chiddush of the Tosas Rid? What does the Tosas Rid say? Why, according to Rabban Gamliel, do we believe the Isha with a taina of Bari and Cheskas Haguf because of? Because the husband, there's already what I'm going to call a quote-unquote cheskas chiyuv. What's the cheskas chiyuv? He's already committed. Like, I owe you. I'm responsible. Now what's he trying to do? He's trying to take it away. Ah, in that case, if there's already a cheskas chiyuv, you're trying to take it away? No. Cheskas aguf, and she can be motzi mama. However, in the case of Bava Kama, how did this case start? It's an even playing field. Even playing field. Motzimei Chaberlov, all right. Is it an even playing field when it comes to Isha and Isha? No, why not? Because? Now, what's the problem? I have one major problem. Is this Yisod of the Tosas Rid like a big deal? Is he by telling us something brand new? The answer is yes. If this is the pshat, isn't the Gemara like missing the point? What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, you have a bari plus a cheskas aguf, it can be motzi mama. You're missing the point. It's not about the bari and the cheskas aguf. What's it really about? But there's a cheskas chiv. Don't tell me cheskas aguf. It's because there's a ches kaschiv. So this is what we call like ikar chosim in a sefer. This is a very, very major point that the Gemara seems to be ignoring according to Tosfos Rid, but Tosfos Rid says this is like, this is the whole thing. Okay. That's what I got. Those are some of the issues that are on my mind. And now, can I ask a question? I'm just curious. And please be honest. Who is totally out to lunch? Raise your hands. You're getting there to totally out to lunch. Who is totally with me?
Cats.
I see your cats. And who is Mechza Umechza?
I'm on the 155.
I don't know what that means.
Plus, I'm way too much.
Ah. Okay. What?
I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay, but you're with me. You know, I'm asking. I'm really interested in the guy's like totally out to lunch. Like when is lunch? Okay, fine. So I just want to make sure. What I'm trying to discern is how much am I talking to myself? That's what I'm trying to discern. I'm not talking to myself because I'm talking to this fella, which is fine. That's fine. As long as I got him listening, I can. Yeah.
You're asking if we're paying attention or if we understand what's going on.
I'm asking if you're making an effort to understand what's going on.
Okay. Do you want me to answer?
No, it's okay. I got the data. Yes. And that's a very good question. The answer is no. Meaning, this would be a question even according to Beis Hillel. We pass on Beis Hillel, but it's a good question. It's a good question. Not definitely not for now, but it's a very good question. What? Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right. Let me share an idea. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do right now. I'm going to tell you what I am going to do, and I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm going to share an idea. I am not now going to take that idea and plug it in to answer all the questions. I'm going to leave that for you to do. But I think this idea is going to be very meaningful in dealing with maybe not all the issues, but many, many of the issues. I'll give you some examples, some thoughts on that as I go. Okay, gentlemen, what is this business of Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, but La Bari Adif? What is this all about? So, is a Bari a raya for anything? In what realm does Bari Veshema live? In what realm is it? It lives in the world of taina. It's the nature of the taina, of the claim. Does it prove anything? It has nothing to do with proof. It has everything to do with claim. Okay, so there's a part of the sugya that is Bari Veshema claim related. There's another part of the sugya, which is the nature of, the role of, the power of Cheskas Mamon. Hamotze mechavero alav harai. Now, as I pointed out yesterday in the post-shear discussion, can I borrow your watch for a second? Actually, can I have your watch? Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. Now, everyone just saw me take this watch. He gave it to me, but I asked him for the watch. He's a nice guy. I took the watch. Now, at some point, Tully, I'd ask you, can you ask me for the watch?
Can I have it back?
No.
I asked
him
no. For his watch.
No, you cannot have it back. Please continue the dialogue.
Can I have it?
No.
It's mine.
He says, it's yours. And I say, prove it.
Give me a
ride that it's yours. I don't see your name on it unless your name is Mission on Earth. Unless your name is Omega. If your name is Swatch. If your name is Speedmaster from Moon's Watch. I don't think that's your name. That's none of your names, unless your name is Water Resistant, or perhaps it is Design Patented. But unless that's your name, that's not. How do I know it's your watch? I don't know. It's your watch. Ah, and guess what? Ooh, maybe it's Aaron Bespoke's watch from Montreal. There's a lot of people's watch it might be, but I don't think it's Tilly Friedman's watch. I'll call upon him. And guess what I have going for me as well? I'm a muksuk. So why is this absolutely not correct? Why is this not correct? Did I make a claim that this is my watch? No. Is a muksuk, there's a concept in American law. It's called possession is 9/10 of the law. Is that true? The answer is, in American law, it might be true. Is that what motzei mechaver levarai means? The answer is no. It means, muksuk is a resolution of a suffix, but the muksukus must be backed up by a bona fide claim. And if I'm just a muksuk without a claim, then what's the value of my muksukus? The value of my muksukus is nothing. The sugi is about muksukus. That's what the sugi is about. Cheskas mamon. But a cheskas mamon, possession without a claim, is not real chazak. So for example, what's the diyun in the Gemara? Bari v'shema, bari adif, la bari adif. Now, the Shema has the property in his possession. What does the Gemara tell us according to Rav Yehuda? Bari v'shema, bari adif. What is that saying? Or let's go to Rav Nachman first. Rav Nachman says, lav bari adif. What's Rav Nachman saying? Is a Shema a claim, a valid claim of ownership? What's Rav Nachman's shita?
Yeah.
Yes. A Shema is a valid claim of ownership. And therefore, just because you're a Bari does not make you adif to undermine my muksakas. However, what does Rav Yehuda say? If you're only a Shema, what's the nature of a Shema claim? A Shema claim is a claim that says, I might own it. Maybe I own it. Maybe you own it. You want to bolster your muksukus with a maybe you own it? And he says what? You don't own it. I own it. So what does that effectively do? It removes the muksukus. And now that he loses the muksukus, then indeed, perhaps, we're not talking about bimotzi mamon. Now the stronger claim might carry the day, because a bari versus shema, this is the pshat of Tosis. This is what Tosis means. What does Tosis say when he says there's a shema tov and a shema garua? What's the difference between a shema tov and a shema garua? If I have a shema tov, is that a legitimate claim?
Yeah,
it's legitimate, because what? Lo havale lameda. If lo havale lameda, is my muksukus a good muksukus?
Yeah,
what do you expect from me? I'm not supposed to know. So my muksukus is meaningful. I'm not supposed to know. But there's another type of muksukus out there. It's called the muksukus of Eve. I'm sorry. There's another kind of shema out there. It's a shema garua. What is shema garua really in English? I'm going to give it a new word. It's called evasion. I say pay up $100. And you ought to know, and what do you say? I don't know. You're playing games. Now you're playing games. Now you're trying to evade, you're stalling, you're doing something. That's shtick. You want to back up your muksukus with shtick? You know what Tosa says? No go. What's the pshat in the Pnei Yoshua? Is the motzi aveda a muksuk? Does he have any claim that it's his? He has no claim that it's his. He's never claiming that it's his. So he's not a real muksuk. So what should be the din? Bari v'shema? For sure, bari yadav. There's no muksak. What's the answer? The answer is, yeah, but the Torah says that you have an obligation now. An obligation to who? To the rightful owner. And that obligation, adrosh achicha imak, not because you're a muksak. You're not a muksak. You're not claiming it's yours. You are a caretaker. You're a shomer who has to now go ahead and make sure it gets the right hands. That's the chiddush of simanim. You're not going to bar v'shema erachanami. But bar v'shema is part of the world of motzei mechaber lev araya. What's the position of sumchus? Sumchus says in a case of no one's a muksak. No one's a muksak. No one has a claim. No, each claim is maybe. Each claim is a maybe. In a case where each claim is a maybe, is a shema, then is there anything to back up my the mukzakus? No. Mamelo, what's the din? You split him. Because a shema, says sumchus, is not sufficient to back up the claim. Tosis rin. This is all the idea that is underlying the Tosis rin. This is all underlying the Tosis rin. What is the Tosis Rit essentially saying in this case of Isha? In the case of Isha, is he really the Muxak? The Muxakus of the Baal and the money is tenuous. Why is it tenuous? Because it's a Cheskas Chiv. It's a tenuous Muxakus. Ah. When the mukzakus itself is tenuous, it's not a real mukzakus, then you know what? Then Eina Chanami, she'll win because she has a tainas bari. This money is really nobody's, right? You know, the ches kaschiv, if you look at Tosis on our daf yud beiz mit beiz, Dibur Hamaschil, money libi yadecha, V'hola Omar Eini Yodeya. How do we pass like Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda? Bari v'shema? Lav bari adiv. Why? Because? Who's got the mukzak? The lov is holding the money. You claim it's yours. A taina shema is a good taina. Is a taina that is sufficient to bolster your mukzakas. But when? What's the case? What does he say, Eini Yodeya? If he says Eini Yodeya im hischayavti, I don't know that I ever owed you the money. Yeah, motzei mechaber lev araya. But let's say the claim is Eini Yodeya im praticha. Then you know what the din is, says Tosis? You have to pay. In that bari v'shema, you have to pay. Why he's still holding the money? What's the answer? There's a cheskas chiv. We all know there was a chiv. What you don't know now is whether you pay back. Ah, now there's no longer your muksak and the mamon is tenuous muksak. There's a tenuous muksakos. Now we're going to say, bari v'shema, bari adif. Okay, I don't know if I answered every single one of the questions, but listen to this. I like this one. Listen to this. We asked the question, why did Gemara switch the language from Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare versus Motse Mechavera Lavaraya? Because that's exactly what's happening over here. Bari Veshema. Is a Shema claim enough to bolster my Muzakus? When the Bari is saying, does the Shema work to bolster my Muzakus? So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of Nachman? Bari Veshema? Lav bari adif, which means, even though it's only a shema, and maybe you'd argue that the money is now not really mukzak, no. Uki mamona becheskas mari. No, it's enough. Leave the money where it is. Leave it where it is. You might have thought that the mukzak is tenuous. Leave it there. What's the chiddush of our Gemara that if there's a migo, there's a chazaka, we will be motzi mamon? Leaving aside the Tosis Rid now, is once you have bari v'shema, the muchzakos once again is not as strong. Normally speaking, can a migo be motzi mama? For sure not. Can a chazak be motzi mama? No, that's if there's a real grip on the object. But once the taina is only a taina shema, so good. There's a muchzakos, but it's a tenuous grip. Now that the grip is more tenuous, then can the migo work? The migo can work. If you take a look at Rav Moshe Feinstein, source number 8. So again, I'm just if you look about 7-8 lines in. So he says, "Vanochon laniyas daiti, the perish bari v'shema bari adif, who kemashma o, she adif mishema, is bari greater than shema? It's not that bari's neman. It's not neman. It's better than shema. V'shayek zeh shadaver tolui konshu shokul, shein lazeh kol kiyot l'mi lazeh, v'yesh kan alamomun shnei toivin, echa tovei b'shema v'ashen b'bari, amin da bari adif. V'nosa bari, aval im yesh le'echot koach yotim echavero konsha bari balahotzi, shelo have shokul ein motzi abari. V'savri avuhun rav yudah, sha'atma hu mugzok mikol mokom. K'shetoin shema b'ofen zeh, da hava le leida kapitiri shatoisvis, what is the Taina Shema doing? It is undermining the Chazaka. V'nase etzleinu safek. And then he says as follows. This is what is skipping one more line. Yesh lomar, disavi rabun rav Yehuda, shemukzak lo have, elo kishemachziko lishelo beborer. Ava kishuhu atzmo mesufak. Shema chayev lechavero v'tzarech liten lechavero ein lo mailach tzmukzak. If you're taina, you have the money, but you yourself are a shema. So what does your shema do? In order for you to be a mukzak, it has to be yours bit borrower. If you're not even sure yourself that it belongs to you, then says Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, you're not a mukzak. You're not a mukzak, and now the taina's bari can be motzi. Okay, Rabosai. Chazara.
I don't get